War of words between the U.S. and China. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. This coming as the U.S. accuses China of plotting to arm Russia.
Secretary Blinken, while visiting Turkey to provide earthquake assistance, again warned China today there would be, quote, real consequences were China to provide lethal assistance to Russia or help Russia evade sanctions as the war in Ukraine enters a second year. Blinken said Sunday that U.S. intelligence suggests China is preparing to provide arms and ammunition to Russia.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin of the Pentagon. President Biden in Poland after spending time in Ukraine earlier today, where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The president had some tough words for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking, but I don't think he's thinking that. He's just been plain wrong.
The president also announced another $500 million in aid for Ukraine. A possible Republican presidential candidate makes a stop in Chicago suburb as at an invitation-only event.
Addressing members of Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaks out against anti-police rhetoric in cities eliminating cash bail.
The reason why you have crime that has spiraled out of control in so many of these different areas is because you have politicians putting woke ideology ahead of public safety.
Detailing benefits for law enforcement in Florida, including what he calls a $5,000 signing bonus for officers who move there for work. Democrats, including Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, criticizing the union for having DeSantis, alleging his comments on race and the LGBTQ community are extreme and divisive.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. DeSantis was in New York City earlier today. An arrest made in the shooting death of a Los Angeles Catholic bishop. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
U.S. lawmakers visit Taiwan despite growing tensions with China.
A bipartisan delegation of Congress members met with the head of Taiwan's legislature and business leaders on Monday as part of a five-day visit to the self-ruled island. The delegation includes members of the new House Select Committee focused on competition with China. They're expected to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. This comes as U.S.-China relations remain tense. Over the weekend, China's foreign minister claimed that Taiwan has never been a country and will not be a country in the future. And Secretary of State Blinken expressed concern China would help arm Russia in its war with Ukraine. Blinken canceled the trip to Beijing amid the controversy over the Chinese spy balloon U.S. flyover. In London, Greg Ponkon, Fox News.
A technique to reverse stroke paralysis in the lower body is now being tested on the upper body.
More than 800,000 people in the U.S. suffer a stroke each year, and more than half are left with arm and hand impairment or paralysis. New experiments with implanted electrodes zap the spinal cord in spots which control hand and arm motion, helping nerve cells pick up the weaker, damaged brain signals. Test patients were able to grab objects, open locks, and cut their own steak. The increased function is temporary and ends when the electrodes are removed, but the results offer great hope. More tests are underway, and researchers have formed a company to further develop the technology. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A bill that would have given Virginia cities and counties the option to ask local voters to approve a sales tax surcharge to finance school construction has died in the General Assembly. The sponsor of the bill says state law currently only allows localities to use real estate taxes for schools, and it's not enough to keep up with the cost of school construction. Republicans said a new school construction fund, along with increased money from the state lottery, should help cities and towns pay for new schools. I'm Lee Silvestre. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.